Blog Talk Radio.
Ready.
That's Wes. I should have put a photo on him. Of him.
He looks fantastic. He's gone all cockney today. He looks like, I don't know who, one of those cockney dogs, because he's wearing a
bandana.
Oh, blimey, love a duck.
He's also known by a very lovely relative, Adam, of ours, who describes Paul Wesley as the ugliest dog on the planet.
He really is actually incredibly ugly. People.
But he's gorgeous. No,
he's beautifully ugly. You know, I've never seen an overbite.
He has an overbite to die for.
An underbite.
No, it's an overbite.
Anyway, this is Rosie Wall and
Clara Gibson. And besides, actually, Wes was born, some people always thought that he was an old dog because he's very grey.
He is kind of salt and pepper, isn't he?
He's a very salt and pepper dog, but with character and a red bandana, actually. And so today we are talking about aging and age. And this is something that so many women actually really, really struggle with. Now, Rosie, have you ever struggled with the idea of age and aging?
I am so struggling.
Struggling or struggling?
Struggling.
I'm struggling.
I'm struggling. There are two key ages that I had suffered with, I think, Clara. 40 and 50. And those two ages for me have been absolutely critical. At 40, I hit a wall and I thought, right, that's it. I've got to live my entire life in the next 10 years of rather silliness. And then at 50, I thought, right, let's arrange the funeral.
Oh, God.
Yeah, really. Serious. Well, I mean, the adverts come on telly, don't they? Have you arranged your funeral? 50 plus?
Oh, when I actually, right. So Rosie is a mere spring chicken of 52.
Two. Yes.
Okay, and I am much older than Rosie. I am, my birthday in November, I was 60. And actually, the only thing I found slightly disturbing was that actually the NHS sent me a poo sampler to sample to find out whether I've got bowel cancer. And I, through the post, and I haven't done it yet.
Well,
and that's nearly 3 months on, because I don't really get round to doing these things because I don't think that way. You see, I think one of my great concerns for people is that they assume, right, one of the facts is we will get older. You know, each year we're going to get another change in our numbers. But it isn't inevitable that we're going to age and become decrepit. That depends upon actually how we think and how we look after ourselves. Now, I've had very young people as clients who've come along in their 20s and been absolutely desperate about aging. And you see, the interesting thing is that if you're looking for your aging, so you're looking for the wrinkles, the white hair coming through, the aches and pains, you know, the drop of energy, all of these things, what you're going to find is what you're looking for. You're going to find those grey hairs, you are, and you're going to find those wrinkles because they're laughter lines. I have laughter lines. Oh, I have laughter. And there you see, that set Rosie off. That's good.
It always does when Clara laughs because she has a fantastic laugh.
But you see, if you are noticing the things that are lovely in your day, then actually the rest of it is really, really rather irrelevant. You know, and so if you look for what's right and what you're wanting to do rather than what you're fearing, you will actually always find more of what you're looking for. So look for the lovely things in life, I say to you all, every single one of us. Because what we wanted, actually, we discussed this, didn't we, Rosie?
We did.
We did.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Actually, about what people are expecting.
Yes.
About and what they perceive others to have, what their beliefs are about some people of. Now, Rosie's doing a little five-minute blog on a regular basis. Oh, not? No, okay.
No.
Right,
no,
but actually
that's
was
not
contemplating.
Me, someone else.
That was somebody else. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
We mustn't mix
that
up.
Was from okay.
Very similar person, though.
Similar,
yeah, she's very funny, just
but
like
she's
me.
Somebody of a certain age.
On that particular issue, I wanted to bring up...
Being
of a certain age. I wanted to bring up the issue with Clara today about the invisibility of being a certain age as a woman, and whether it was obviously a feminist issue or, well, actually just a basic humanist issue. We are perceived as shriveled up.
No!
We are perceived as...
In your eyes or something
else? A little
else's.
Old lady asking for help across the road. Come on then, Sonny. Help me across the road. Because I'm just a little old lady now, but that I can't look like a blow-up doll, which is what convention requires women to look like. If we don't look a certain way, do we exist?
But
do we, Clara? Do we?
Well, you see, what I wonder is about if the energy that one is sort of like giving out, sort of like that one's lost one's shape or lost one's, you know, glamour or whatever. I mean, there's something absolutely amazing
about shocking the men suddenly.
No, but there's something absolutely magnificent about people who have a twinkle in their eye and they have a sense of humour and they've got energy and they'll get up and dance and they'll have a wonderful time.
I agree.
And actually, when you see people, you know, in their 80s, 90s, hundreds, you know, there was a lady the other day, I was at the Walpole Bay Hotel.
Oh, that's posh, isn't it? Yeah.
That's posh.
That's well posh.
And there was this wonderful old lady who was coming in on the arm of somebody. It was her 100th birthday.
Oh.
And there she was walking along, and she was, you know, a bit frail, but actually you would never, ever, ever have known she was 100 years old.
No, I mean, but there's an issue about looking... and or having a sense of energy or spirit, esprit about you. But the difference, or I'm just wanted to focus on the fact that our sexuality is diminished. Our sense of...
Is it, though?
Well, I mean, I think if you're...
Does it need to be? This is the question I want to ask.
You're a certain age and you behave in a certain way. It's always been bad for women to behave in a certain way. But what I'm saying is, how can we get over this...
Can you just
barrier of it being even worse at a certain age?
But right, so could you describe to me the behaving in a certain way?
Well, we know that sexual behaviour for a woman is deemed impossibly, oversimplistically, isn't it? So basically, if you have a high sex drive, you're considered an absolute slut in the eyes of society, and you know, whereas a man is considered to be virile and, you know, Casanova.
Or a dirty old man.
Whereas it's quite...
I don't know.
It's okay for George Clooney and his greying temples. I mean, he could be 86,
he's
but
gorgeous.
The women are still fawning all over him.
He is rather nice.
Whereas we have to, as women, we have to fade gracefully, don't we?
No.
Onto a chaise long and... You know, not do anything as vigorous as be sexual, don't you think?
I don't know. You've got, I mean, of icons of people of age, if you're going to call them.
Oh, they always say those women, they age so gracefully, don't they?
Well, Madonna.
They don't to age gracefully.
Madonna, 58.
Is she really 58?
She's 58.
I can't believe it.
Well, I'm
In
sure
fact, I'm going to ring her up now.
But actually, you know, I mean, she... The thing is, it's not even about whether one is... wanting to be remain a 21-year-old sex icon.
That's an important thing. What is it you have in your head? I would say the difficulty
exactly.
about being or growing older is the concept that you have of yourself in your head.
Absolutely.
How can you adapt it? It's very difficult.
But it's only about beliefs and what you say to yourself, you see. So actually, if you, you know, so let's...
Okay, I want to pretend that I'm Susan Sarandon, because I think she's absolutely gorgeous.
She is lovely, yeah. And she's got beautiful energy.
And Meryl Streep.
And I think it's about having the interests. You've got plenty of interests, Rosie.
So we're not talking about the interest online, Clara.
Okay. But actually, I think that when we sort of give away actually what is our own being, and for some women, sadly, they may never have quite got to know themselves enough to be themselves. So actually they may get sort of washed down the river, swept down the river by social expectations. And my point for today is that I would like people, women and men, to actually have a view of themselves and what they're wanting to do and how their own interest in the world and, you know, their love and enjoyment and their sense of humour and to be creative and to, you know, find things that keep themselves interested and interesting and alive. You know, it is, if you think that every negative thought that you have, and I've said this quite a few times on these programmes, but every single negative thought that anybody has, any negative word that they say to themselves, alters their biochemistry to the negative and is therefore aging. So it's actually really, really important for people to actually think lightly and of possibilities and of,
even if they're sexual.
Even if they're sexual. No, absolutely.
You know, I'm laughing now. When your 25-year-old builder comes round tomorrow, how will you interact with him?
Ooh.
As a woman of a certain age, or...?
You know, the thing is, you can just sort of...
Clara's going quite red now.
You can fantasise. But actually, I could do maybe more than that, but actually I won't.
No.
I have a lovely chappy.
Indeed.
I have a lovely chappy.
It's just theoretical.
Yes, no, I have a very lovely chappy. So, but theoretically, you could do as you please. You know,
but
and
does
actually,
society allow us to do as we please? Because we have
no,
to be grateful.
Right, and this is where I was going to say my lovely thing, is what you said,
yes.
I should say.
Shall I go back to being a cockney?
Gang back, yeah, go on then.
I'll go... This bit, I'll go back to being a cockney.
Go on, be a cockney.
I'll be a cockney. No, cockney. you carry
a
on.
Cockney. Cockney.
Don't, I'll do my full range of accents in a minute.
Okay, cool. So, but the thing is when you're subscribing to other people's expectations of what you should be at a certain age,
yes.
You're actually just handing your power over them.
Oh, I love that. That's
and
actually
so,
quite interesting.
Actually, I don't want anybody to hand over their own power because... There's a lover, I think it's a feminist definition of power, that the power is, hang on, wait a minute, I've forgotten it. And it's not an aging moment either. The personal is the political.
Okay.
And power is actually personal. And you can hand over your power to others. And it's not about, power is actually what you do with your own life rather than what you wield over other people. So actually developing the confidence to choose to be the person you want to be is terribly important. And actually choosing to focus on the positive and what's right. And actually making some, you know, taking, right, you need to drink lots of water. You need to take some really good quality nutritional supplements with really high doses of antioxidants, ones that actually will dissolve and be able to be absorbed by your body. And there's actually, if you go on to the stuff about this program, you can do your own health assessment at yourhealthinyourhands.usana.com and choose some of the best supplements in the world. But you need to eat good fiber. You know, you need to keep your gut being cleared out in order that you're not building up toxins in your system. If you have, because we live in, actually, we live in a very, very toxic world, and you need to be clearing your system of toxins all the time. So you need antioxidants to actually make up for the damage that the toxins do in your body.
I can believe that, actually, yeah.
It's really very, very true.
We don't even fully, consciously acknowledge what is in our food and what is in the liquid that we take, even the tap water.
Even the tap water. Yes, I'm glad you say that, Rosie.
I mean, I've always said to Clara, she's so wholemeal and muesli, and I could never go there because I'm like, bleh, I'm so grumpy. But actually, there is such truth in the fact that we do need to stop just for a moment and think about what we're putting into ourselves as a fuel. Because it is the right kind of petrol that needs to go in there. You
Indeed.
Correct. I've never really made connections between, you know, what goes in my mouth and the effect it has on me. I guess I've always just felt immortal. And just only the other day, staring into the mirror and seeing my mother reflected back, I thought, well, hang on a minute. I am. This concept of aging is real. So I better sit up and pay attention here.
Well, and take some, you know, take care of yourself. You know, I mean, that's the thing, is that actually we live in a world, you know, with high levels of stress.
Yeah,
very high levels of stress.
Oh, blimey, I'll get really stressed, or I'll get well stressed. Oh, I don't know, I've gone EastEnders now.
Yeah, but even whether you're EastEnders, West End, North End, South End, anywhere in the world.
Sure, I'm really stressed. God.
There are, and it doesn't make any difference, really, whether you're actually, I mean, but...
stressed even up here in Scotland.
Indeed. But actually, being stressed actually rips the oxygen out of your tissues. And is actually has been acknowledged for well over 100 years that it causes silent inflammation inside your body. That is aging. So and
is it cortisone actually?
What is it
that it releases? I know that
it does cause cortisone to be released, which actually means that for some people they can't put on weight, and for other people they can't lose it. You know, and it's really so important that people learn to think differently, be aware of every word that they say to themselves, learn to praise themselves, you know, just to love themselves.
I love myself. Yes. Actually, I genuinely do love myself.
Well, isn't that lovely?
And I do, and I just said to you as I came in this evening, I obviously complimented Wes on his bandana, but then I said, well, you know, the great thing about being a certain age is the joyfulness of thinking and experiencing every single day of life, it just gets better and better.
I agree.
There's a kind of wisdom. I mean, I don't even mean like, oh, you know, ye old wisdom. I just mean consciousness is so gratifying past a certain age because you've cycled through all the different phases.
Yeah, you cease being so worried about what other people think of
you. And it's much more of a laugh.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is so funny because I can remember, you know, sort of like, you know, you'd worry about whether you'd said the right thing or not, or, you know, whether you were wearing the right sort of things, what people would think of you wearing, whatever you were wearing. And as you get older, as me, 60 years old, not that I dress like the back of a bus, but I just dress fashion. I'm the most unfashionable person in the world. I wear what I like.
Actually, that's not true at all.
No, but actually, I have my own fashion.
She's very earthy.
No, but I have my own way of being.
And it's
just what it is.
Well, I have to say that you've hit on a key thing. One of the reasons today I got a locked down, actually. I went round various shops and tried on various guises of Rosie. And I've always had difficulty in determining who I might be. You know, am I gangster? Or am I disco?
Yeah.
Or am I opera? you know,
theatrical. I think actually I could imagine you.
I mean, I'm, you know, I try, but you know, past a certain age with your body, one's body, you have to wear velvet in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I went through these various, you know, guises, and we're going to do a video upload of our discussions on aging at some point too, probably next week. So I might give you a few of those guises, but identifying who you are.
Yeah.
In relation to fashion, modernity, being classical, is actually something I found really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose I would have to say, Rosie, I've never ever thought about it in that way. I just sort of like go, that's why I like going to places like TK Maxx.
I do like TK Maxx.
I love TK Maxx because it has no sort of, it's never a victim to fashion.
Specific on a.
Yes, and it just has these odd things, and I like odd things, you know, and I just you know, like, you find fabulous fabrics or just, as I say, odd things, you know, and I, you know,
don't you think strange. There needs to be continuity of appearance, otherwise one can appear schizophrenic?
That's down to other people's perception and not yours.
So one should indulge one.
You should indulge yourself as to whatever you want to wear.
Right, next outfit.
What's that fabulous? When I'm old, I will wear purple.
A purple hat, yeah.
And I will wear purple and a purple hat, and I'll rake my stick along the railings and all of that sort of thing. And it's so true, and I've got purple hair.
Actually, you've got purple hair.
And I have sort of purple in my Shawley thing that I got in Colorado, just to that you can go and do. I won't on air tell you the odd things that I was doing in Colorado, but it was interesting. Anybody could write in if they want the full story. But it was being introduced to the medicines of beautiful herbs.
Did you meet a witch doctor? Did you sit in one of those wigwams, Clara?
No, I didn't.
Oh, let's do it. Oh, let's go. And we can sit in a wigwam and then we can do a broadcast from the wigwam.
So, you see, this is showing you how...
Clara's ignoring me.
No. Okay. This is actually the glories of the imagination and Rosie.
Carry on.
And Rosie's amazing imagination. It's so fantastic to see that actually there is no reason for anyone to believe that there is a particular path that any of us need to go down just because we are of any age. It doesn't matter. You know, there are, you know, I sort of sometimes I watch people, I love travelling on the tube and watching people going on the opposite escalator.
Oh, yes.
And listening. I look at people and you can sort of look at them and you can sort of see, you know, to some degree what's going on in their heads and where they are, and you can listen to different laughs and you can see different behaviours. And you identify with some of them, the young people, you know, sort of, been there, done that one,
yeah.
And stuff. And there is no particular way for any of us to behave because we are anything in particular. You know, even, you know, supposing you happen to be a high court judge, you know, it's quite likely that you might be of a certain age. But there is no reason that out of the courts, particularly, that you need to behave in a particular way, you know. And even in court, I dare say you're rather prescribed, you know, by the system. But I would love us all to free ourselves of the systemic expectations that we believe the system and others have of us.
Yes, true. I would agree with that very much, except certainly within teaching, you have to sign a kind of contract to say you will behave responsibly.
Yeah, in
your local community.
And in health.
I mean, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Ibsen, or is it Strindberg, or Chekhov? I can't remember what...
Rosie will know.
I will know, because I'm
Rosie
terribly
does.
Clever.
Rosie knows clever. All of these things. She has a phenomenal memory.
Thank you.
But she is 8 years younger than me.
Indeed. dealt with the concept of pillars of society.
And not pillows.
Not pillows. Pillars of society.
Yes.
If you're a pillar, a natural pillar, which of course if you're a professional you're considered to be, you have to behave a certain way.
Yes.
And that's being forced down the tube again, isn't it? So it can be a little bit restricting as far as going too far, perhaps.
Yes, that's why I'm no longer a health visitor or a specialist health visitor, because I didn't believe that the health service was offering what people needed.
Mm.
And so in independent practice, I can do be much more off the wall, which my clients typically love.
Yes.
And get very good results with. And so it's interesting. I think actually being constrained by society or societal expectations, which is what people have with regard to age and ageing.
What about the NHS? If we actually spend just a couple of minutes on our concerns about where that is going for an ageing population, Clara. I mean,
I would say that people have to start taking action, hence your health in your hands, I'm afraid, in looking after their own health. Because if you just wait to turn up at the NHS with a ache or a pain, you know, or wanting to be fixed, it ain't going to happen. And you're going to find fewer and fewer services with greater and greater costs. And actually, most of the pharmaceutical drugs, at the very least, only have side effects, which you are then going to be given more drugs to deal with those side effects, and then more drugs to be dealt with those side effects. And many of them are actually very toxic and stay within your body. So you really do need to become aware of living a healthy life and thinking in a healthy way, exercising, drinking lots of water, eating lots of fruit and vegetables, lots of raw fruit and vegetables. Do your health assessment at yourhealthinyourhands.usana.com. And if you want to discuss any of what the recommendations...
Going to Wyoming and sitting in a wigwam, you're more than welcome to ring in.
Yes, indeed. Or you could actually contact me by makethatdifference.org, the other website. And so
Clara and I are actually going to start running workshops. We must mention this just before we sign out today.
Okay, yes.
So Clara, tell us a little bit about what they might involve.
Well, we're going to be offering some sort of drama and confidence workshops. Because Rosie is a drama teacher.
This is where I use my operatic voice.
Yeah. And I'm a life, health and well-being coach with a lot of experience in health. And so, but because we're looking at confidence, which affects people's health, but also affects their ability to step forth in either the arena that they're currently in or beyond it. And so we're going to be running workshops for 6 to 8 people, where people will have, you know, the opportunity of playing with their different ways of expressing themselves
creatively, both written and practical, as far as the drama is concerned.
Yeah.
Or experiences.
Yes. And we'll look at the way that people think and what they do with in their own heads, limiting and changing that. And then the other one is actually we'll be working with people about their health in their hands and what they can do, their habits they can change, the things they can do, and also the rather grim statistics of actually just leaving your health in the NHS's hands. So that and lunch is always included.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
Healthy lunches.
If you have any concerns about ageing or indeed any of the issues that we have covered, just know that you can come along and our arms will be outstretched, won't they, Clara?
Outstretched, absolutely.
And we'd love to welcome you.
Yes, indeed. So, before we close, our next show will be in...
Oh, in 2 weeks' time. I'm going Cockney for that, then.
2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And Our theme, we have
yet to decide.
It's going to be decided. So you
nearer the time.
Nearer the time. So watch out for our little plug for our next program, and you will always be able to catch up by listening to it after the program. So we wish you.
I wish you all the very, very best. Are you going to say Merry Christmas?
A merry fortnight.
We look forward to interacting with you in a couple of weeks' time. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Okay, so close that. So, yeah.